Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Scudder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting third. The DH, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fermin bunts for a single. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Rod Nichols now pitching. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Hatcher scores. Cooper scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. One out. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Nehring takes first base on ball four. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive for a triple. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Peña for a passed ball. Jefferson moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. There goes Ortiz trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Boggs scores. Brunansky moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupcik is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupcik hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball towards center. Lofton catches it and throws to second to double up Vaughn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Firmin moves to third. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zupcik, who is chasing the ball. Jefferson reaches third base with a triple. Firmin scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Mike Christopher now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring bunts towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nehring for the out. Peña moves to second. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Boggs strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Peña scores. Hatcher moves to third. Cooper moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Firmin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Furman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Furman reaches second base with a double. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Armstrong now pitching. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zupczyk strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby bunts for a single. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Felix Furman. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Howard reaches second base with a double. Kirby goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Greg Harris now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 0-4 in the game. Berga strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.